ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। कटाक्ष किरणाचांतनमन्महोगाब्धये नमः। अनंतानंद कृष्णाय जगन्मंगलमूर्तये। ओके, just to the benedictory verse, just for you to come settle in the class. Okay, so please make a note. Samsarati is a verb, samsaraha is a noun, samsartr, samsarta is an adjective. Okay, transmigration transmigrates samsarati, samsaraha transmigration, samsartri transmigrator, the one who migrates, transmigrates. It is the mind which transmigrates from one body to another body. Every time mind enters into one body, it exhausts Parabdha karma. The Parabdha gets exhausted, leaves that, okay, one body, moves to another body. Which is what now, when does it begin? From beginningless time. Transmigration has been there beginninglessly. It will be there endlessly also. And as long as the mind exists, transmigration is possible. The transmigrating mind by itself does not transmigrate without the blessing of consciousness. But the consciousness does not make, because consciousness is all pervasive. I shouldn't say consciousness, abstract, formless reality. The ever of the nature of knowing doesn't, being all pervasive, cannot move, isn't it? So mind doesn't migrate. But in the presence of consciousness, blessed by consciousness, the mind, it is inexplicably subtlest to matter, as if the mind alone transmigrates. And the mind, what lots of vasanas accrued from different lives, because different actions, isn't it? It's all in subtle sukshma vritti rupam, the subconscious, isn't it? Comes back again and again. But how long it is possible? As long as this ignorance is, this partial ignorance is. Okay? If I am is there, what this I is? Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Okay? Before the wave comes, when the stillness of water, what is source of the wave? Water only. Like that, what is that which is before that? Before the manifestation of knowledge, what is that? Of course, the vritti comes. Vritti has to come as manifesting medium. Isn't it? Then there's a consciousness is vritti shines. Whenever vritti shines in the presence of consciousness, we call it what? Manifestation of knowledge. See, when there is knowledge, it is recognizable. Oh, there is knowledge. Understand? I am means what? This, that is knowledge. I am is knowledge. I am is cognition, isn't it? When there is knowledge, what do you recognize now? What is recognizable? The reality is recognizable. In what form? In the form of knowledge. Before the, please listen to me, very important lesson, important lesson. Before the manifestation of knowledge, there is reality, isn't it? Abstract, formless, subtlest reality. That reality is not at all recognizable. Understand? When this manifestation of knowledge, reality is recognizable. How it is recognized? Recognized in the form of knowledge. This abstract formless reality is recognized in the form of knowledge when there is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge is. When this knowledge is, then you ask the question, what is this knowledge? Where does it rise? What enables this knowledge? It comes and goes means there must be a source of manifest, source of it. When you search for the source of the knowledge, you arrive at what? Source of the knowledge. And then you understand what? The source of the knowledge is, must be knowledge. Isn't it? The source of the knowledge is knowledge means The knowing is the Swarupam. You arrive at the source of the manifest knowledge as pure knowledge because it is ever of the nature of knowing. And the knower knows whom? Knower knows its own self. Knower knows the existence of itself. I am, when you say this knowledge of self-existence means knowledge of existence of myself. The knower of the knower. Understand now? I am the knower, when you say, I the knower am substrate formless consciousness. Are you all listening to me? I'm just something very, very, very subtle and very important. Understand? And I the knower am the knower of the known also. I am the knower. Different from the known means the knower of the known I am, the knower of the knower also whom I am only. The known is known as what? This. Idam vritti. Idam asti. Please make a note. Why I'm explaining now. Idam asti. Idam asti. Mean what this is. Idam, a third person singular pronoun. All the objects, every object in this universe, including our body, mind, sense complex, is what? Object of idam vritti. Idam. Object of the third person singular pronoun idam. Or you can say object of the third person. Object of the object denoted by the third person pronoun. Okay, singular or plural. Including you. Understand now? And aham, the first person singular pronoun, the object denoted by the first person singular pronoun is what? Object means when you say is the very kind, very swarupa. Understand here? Got it? This aham vrittihi, idam vrittihi. Please make note. Aham is a vritti jnanam. Aham asmi is a vritti jnanam. Idam asti is also vritti jnanam. I am, this is. You can reduce the whole entirety of the objective material universe, including your body, mind, sense complex, as an object denoted by the pronoun this. This. Idam vritti vishayaha. Idam vritti vishayaha means what? The object of knowledge of this. This cognition. Aham asmi, I am. Is what? This knowledge of myself. Which means aham asmi is also jnanam, vritti jnanam. Idam asti is also vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam comes and goes. Aham asmi, I am this cognition with knowledge rising in the mouth thought comes and goes. So idam asti, this is also comes and goes. If it comes and goes, okay, that's why whenever there is manifestation, whenever this vritti rises, then there's manifestation of the reality. When this manifestation of reality, what is knowledge? So knowledge, okay, the vritti jnanam, when this manifestation of knowledge, reality is recognizable. In what form? See, when you say you're recognizing clay in the form of a pot, you're recognizing, okay, the wood in the mouth of a table. In some form you need for recognition. In what form do you recognize the reality? Abstract, formless, inexplicably, subtlest, all pervasive, indivisible, undivided, partless, formless, attributeless reality. In what form do you recognize? Non-recognizable at all. It is recognizable when there is knowledge. And reality is recognizable in the form of manifest knowledge. I am. Knowledge of self-existence. This is knowledge of the existence of the world. When the knowledge is, then what do you do? What is this knowledge when it is there, colorful light. Aham asmi, whole jagat shines. Colorful life. Ahami sukte. Okay? Ahami jagriti. When this eye sense rises, what is jagranam? Rising of eye sense is waking up of eye sense. Okay? Resolution of eye sense is what? Eye sense falling asleep. Eye sense falls asleep, eye sense rises. Which means what? Mind falls asleep, mind rises. When the vritti resolves, eye sense resolves. Vritti rises, eye sense comes. It is mind which falls asleep, which wakes up. Mind alone falls asleep, mind wakes up. How do you understand? In terms of the presence of knowledge of self-existence, in the presence of the knowledge, whenever this manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am and this is, that mind is awake. Whenever this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am remains resolved, when we call it ignorance of the self-existence, the mind is asleep. Mind wakes up, mind sleeps. Mind wakes up, mind sleeps. How? In terms of I am, or with the knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the with the goodness of the self-existence. Mind, in terms of knowledge of self-existence, in terms of goodness of the self-existence, mind rises and mind resolves. Knowledge rises, knowledge sleep, knowledge resolves. But then the knowledge comes and goes. Therefore, for something to come, there must be a source. How can something come? Out of nothing, something cannot come. Isn't it? There must be something as a source for it to come. Where does it come? This is what the toughest job the mind can do. Okay? Mind can understand much subtler. Brilliant people discuss so many things, and so many things are happening in the realm of ignorance. But I tell you, what is that from where this ahamasmi rises? I am rises. Where does it exist? When it is not there, it must be there. Where does it exist? Okay? When it is there also, after coming, it must exist. It's there for some time. That is when all colorful lives, isn't it? And there's a time it goes back. Palliyarai, okay? It resolves. That's what sleep. Ahami sukte means what? Bhagavan goes lost puja which you saw. Ahamaha suktihi. Isn't it? For sleep, it resolves. Which means that's why srishti sthiti layas swarupam. The srishti happens when aham comes into manifestation, and I am remains, there's a sthitihi, and I am resolves, layaha. Resolution. I am, the world comes. I am, the world is. I am not means what? I remember this knowledge, I am not, I am is not there, the world disappears. It's all in aham. And this is how only when when this manifestation in the form of knowledge, then recognizable. What is that which is in the form of knowledge? You understand. Reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge of self-existence. Reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge of the existence of the world. The only when this manifestation, reality is recognizable. In what form? In the form of knowledge. Then, in the form of the object of knowledge, also reality is recognizable. First, you recognize the knowledge, reality only in the form of knowledge. As what? Then from this knowledge, you are helped to discover arrive at the source of knowledge. To arrive at the source of knowledge, what is the source of knowledge? Means what? What is that which is there when the knowledge is not there, when there is ignorance. And you, how to arrive at it? Even that knowledge also is known. Ignorance also is known. Which means the knower of ignorance and knowledge is not distant from ignorance and knowledge. There's no distance at all between the known ignorance and the known knowledge. The knower knowledge. That is known, which means there is something abstract, formless, which knows by its very swarupam. By its mere presence, it knows. By its mere nature, it knows. And that is said to be what now? The absolute knower is the knower of knower, knower of ignorance, knower of knowledge, knower of ignorance is the knower of knower, knower of the known. Understand that knower is actually the abstract formless reality. That's why from the standpoint of reality, reality is not even the knower, not even Sakshi. Okay, this knower, Sakshi, experiencer, it's all qualifications, simply the titles attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known, knowledge and ignorance. Understand, knowledge is known, ignorance is known. Understand, thereafter, now, aham live here, this is, and here again, I am the knower, okay? And this is what? Always object of knowledge. Anything and everything, which is what? Known. Idam, idam, idam. Except aham. Everything is what? Idam only. Object of idam. Object denoted by the third person pronoun. This or this. Known. That known is, we say, of the nature of inertness. And there's no aham idam veda, isn't it? That's why, when unfortunately, there's no distance between idam, idam, this cognition, and I cognition. What's the distance? What's the distance between the tap root, okay, and the trunk, which is trunk of the tree? We had two different parts. Taproot and the trunk. It's the grossest example. Okay, don't stretch the example. Okay. Don't stretch it. Taproot is, you say, one whole being, isn't it? Tree. And here taproot is distinct from the trunk. The trunk with branches and trunk with so many, many aspects. The whole tree. One being. The tap different. Like that. Don't stretch it again. Like that. Here, I sense the individual being here. Aham senses it. Vritti. And if you, and that. So there, aham vritti jnanam. The cognition is not just the play. Mere consciousness does not make the cognition. Mere consciousness does not make the cognition. Mere vritti, the subtlest material stuff, also cannot become a cognition by itself. Mere vritti cannot even have the status of being, cannot even exist without the consciousness. How can it? Understand? Never vritti, subtlest material stuff, vritti, and subtlest consciousness. Okay, two, both factors together constitute what? Cognition. The vritti rises, consciousness which is already there becomes what? Knowledge. Vritti goes, consciousness continues to be there. What is there? Ignorance. That ignorance is what? Not non-entity. Okay? Ignorance is the knowing power. The knowing, we say knowing power remains resolved. Knowing power becomes manifest. The vritti comes. Knowing power becomes recognizable when the vritti comes. Knowing power remains non-recognizable when the vritti is not there. Got it? Please listen. Abstract formless reality. I tell you, I don't think any other teacher can teach us this. I take so much of time just to make give you the vision, not just go by the thing alone. The knowing power, the abstract reality has knowing power. That knowing power is recognizable when the vritti comes. Knowing power is non-recognizable when the vritti is not. Understand, knowing power is not something away. It is of the power of knowing. It is of the nature of knowing. But that nature, power becomes recognizable only when something is there, vritti is there. Then when the vritti is not there, what is there? Reality is this knowing power, but non-recognizable. Is it clear? See, through the power, through this swarupam, reality becomes recognizable. The power becomes recognizable, and through the power, the source of the power becomes recognizable. Power is recognizable. Through the recognizability of the power, the source of the power becomes recognizable. And for the power to become recognizable, there must be vritti. That's why you say, understand, vritti. So being manifest means being recognizable, being available for experience. Being unmanifest means not being recognizable, not being available for experience. Knowledge is experienced. Knowledge is available for experience. Knowledge is available for recognition when there is vritti. Vritti is not there, not recognizable. See, Pooja Swami used to explain this way. See, the plain, imagine just the light alone is only light, 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 only light is there. Light is there, but you do not pay attention to light. One uniform, colorless, unmoving light. In the light, something comes. Okay, something comes. Okay, an object comes. An opaque thing comes. The opaque thing comes, then what happens? Opaque thing shines. Opaque thing cannot shine by itself at all. Because of the light, opaque thing shines. But before the opaque thing comes, light is. But light is not recognizable. The opaque thing comes, when the opaque thing shines, you say what? Okay? Light is recognizable as what? As that which is endowed with the illumining power. The light alone is, even though light is always endowed with the illumining power, light is not recognizable as that which is endowed with the illumining power. Light is always being endowed with illumining power. Illumining power is, light has the illumining power. You do not know. The opaque thing comes, opaque thing shines, the light becomes what? Light, you recognize what? Oh, light is endowed with the illumining power. Now fire is there. Simply fire is there in the form of a flame. But you do not know the burning power of the fire. Suppose the fire gets, in the forest, jungles. The fire goes and burns. No? Then you understand, oh, how destructive the burning power is. Something. Understand now? See, recognition. Abstract, formless, attributeless reality becomes, okay, recognizable through its power. There's so many people living in this Panchakudi. Nobody is known. Not recognizable. So many people living. One MLA is there. Through the power, he is recognizable. Always a power enjoyed by a person makes a person recognizable. Celebrate. Some known person, popular person, well-known person. What makes the person most well-known? Whatever possessions and possessions he has makes in the same way. It is this abstract formless reality is endowed with what? Knowing power. But it is not, knowing power is not recognizable unless, isn't it? Vritti comes. Vritti comes. No, vritti is known. Vritti is known. A specific vritti comes. Aham vritti. And this knowledge of self-existence, I am. And the knowledge of existence of the world, this is. Vrittis come. Vrittis come. So, that's why mind is a manifesting medium. Manifesting medium means what? An object, isn't it? That's why matter is always manifesting medium for consciousness. Matter in the form of mind. Manifesting medium. So only when there is manifestation of knowledge, because of the presence of manifesting medium, the vritti, there's manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, and there is vritti jnanam, cognition in terms of I am. Then there is knowledge in terms of this is. When there is knowledge, then it is recognizable. It is the abstract formless reality which is recognized in the form of knowledge. But that knowledge goes when the vritti manifesting medium resolves, cognition goes. Vritti comes, cognition comes. Understand? Comes and goes. But the source of that doesn't come and go. Non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, unchanging, unchangeable, all-pervasive, attributeless, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of know. Why does it know? Why does it know? Knowing is the sarupam. Why does the light illumine? It's not an action, it's the very sarupam. So knowing is the sarupam. Jnana sarupam. Vastu is jnana sarupam. That is why jnanam ityuchyate. Isn't it? It's said to be jnanam. And that is what is the surupam, essential nature of every being here. Every being, living thing, non-living thing, mobile being, immobile being, everything that is, anything is, means everything which enjoys existence. Isn't it? The surupam of that is this consciousness. This formless reality. We cannot even use the term consciousness. Formless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is there always the root of everything known. That is why existence of the objective universe is possible only when there is manifestation of knowledge. This manifestation of knowledge, then there is reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge. That's why, how is reality recognizable? Abstract formless reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge of the existence of the self, in the form of knowledge of the existence of the world. And because only with this knowledge, this existence is possible of the self, isn't it? Existence. So existence presupposes knowledge. Understand? It is this manifest knowledge alone is in the form of existence. Of every object experienced, along with every object experienced, existence of enjoyed by the object also is experienced. And that existence experienced as an existence of the experienced object is manifest existence. Savisesha Satta, as they told you, existence associated with the form is manifest existence. Knowledge associated thought is manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge goes and comes. Okay, manifest, okay, no longer comes and goes. Knowledge goes, manifest knowledge goes means the vritti goes, manifestation goes, knowledge is not there, ignorance is there. Then what is there? What is ignorance? Knowing power is unmanifest, ignorance. Knowing power manifest is knowledge. Is it clear? I see very clearly. I wish I can make you see very clearly. Understand? Therefore, where does the world shine? The world does not shine outside of vrittis. Vrittis have to rise for the whole jagat to shine. And the vrittis can rise and vrittis can shine only in the light of consciousness. That's why in the light of consciousness, okay, vritti shine, in the form of vrittis, the world shines. So whatever you see outside as though, it's all already seen by realm of thought, and thought should rise. Understand? So what he wants to say in this, let me make it very clear. Ahami sukte dukkha dosha pravrutteha na drishyante. Means the whole world remains covered in the darkness of, I want to say this way, okay? No appearances, no experiences, nothing shine when the eye sense results. Ahami sukte means what? Whenever the eye sense results, eye cognition results, eye knowledge of self existence results, okay, knowledge of existence in the world results, the whole world, nothing shines. Then there's no interaction with the external world, there's no thing called interaction with the world, transaction with the world, then there's no possibility, there's no need for any vrittis, emotions, problems to be there. No experience possible. Therefore, ataha tasya eva samsaraha. So who has samsara now? Samsara is only for these vrittis when they come, because the blessing of the consciousness, because of the blessing of consciousness, okay, samsara is only for the mind. Tasya eva samsara. Okay, samsartuhu eva samsara. Samsartuhu eva samsaraha. Samsartu sakshinaha na samsaraha. This the transmigratory life is not for the problems associated with the transmigratory life, is not for the witness of the mind, only for the witness of the transmigrating mind. Samsara is not. The transmigrating mind alone has samsara because of what? The blessing of consciousness. Life is. Because mind by itself also cannot have any samsara. So, anatma being inert has no samsara. Atma being consciousness has no samsara. What is samsara? Because of the notion. Notion causes samsara. Notion, I am, the identity, wrong identity, and erroneous perception contributes for the seeming samsara. There's no real samsara. Samsartru sakshinaha me samsaraha nasti. How do you say? Samsartuhu sakshinaha mama samsaraha nasti. Samsartuhu manasaha eva samsaraha asti. Now he says, Supta suptim na janati. Na sukte. See what happens. Exactly how Swamiji would have unfolded these verses. Supta suptim na janati. Nasukte swapna jagarau. Sukte swapna jagarau. Jagrat சாக்ஷ்யதோஹமதத்ருஷஹ சுப்தசுப்திம் ந ஜானாதி நாசுப்தே ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரௌ சுப்தே ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரௌ சுப்தசுப்திம் ந ஜானாதி நாசுப்தே ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரௌ ஜாக்ரத் ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்தீனாம் சாக்ஷ்யதோஹமதத்ருஷஃ ஓகே சி ப்ளீஸ் மேக் எ நோட் குவைட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வேர்ஸ் திஸ் இஸ் சுப்தஹா 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 இஸ் அ பார்ட்டிசிபிள் பார்ட்டிசிபிள் யூஸ் இஸ் அன் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஹியர் ஓகே சுப்தஹா தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அஸ்லீப் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஃபாலன் அஸ்லீப் இஸ் சுப்தஹா ஆர் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அஸ்லீப் இஸ் சுப்தஹா சுப்தஹா சுப்திம் ந ஜானாதி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சுப்தஹா சுப்திம் வாட் லெட் இஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹூ இஸ் எ சுப்தஹே வாட் இஸ் தட் விச் ஃபால்ஸ் அஸ்லீப் ஐ சென்ஸ் ரிசால்வ்ஸ் வென் ஐ சென்ஸ் இஸ் ரிசால்வ்ஸ் தட் இஸ் ஸ்லீப் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட் வென் எவர் அகம் விருத்தி ரிசால்வ்ஸ் தென் ஐ காக்னிஷன் ரிசால்வ்ஸ் பிகாஸ் தேர்ஸ் நோ மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் நாலேஜ் தென் தட் இஸ் டோட்டல் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் Then mind is said to be asleep. Who falls asleep now? It is mind. Suptaha is what? Mind. You can say suptim. Not just the mind alone. I sense. Isn't it? The manifest consciousness identified with the mind. Isn't it? The aham vritti. The I sense resolves means mind is asleep. The mind which is asleep. You can say the knowing power becoming unmanifest is also what? Sleep. Knowing power becoming unmanifest is ignorance. When the knowing power is unmanifest, there is ignorance. And when there is ignorance, mind is said to be what? Asleep. Understand now? There is asleep. Suptaha. Then, that which is asleep, I prefer that which is asleep. Suptam manaha. Suptam manaha. Is it asleep? Suptim na janati. That which is asleep cannot know that which is asleep. You must be there to know the sleep. See, you must be awake. There must be something which is awake to know that which is asleep. The one who is asleep, that which is asleep, cannot know that which is asleep. You must be there awake to know who else is asleep. In a room, if few people are sleeping, all of them are sleeping. Only one person who is awake can know the others are asleep. Let a gross example, very gross. If you are also asleep, you do not know the others are asleep or awake. In the same way, here, abstractly, when you have to understand, the one who is asleep does not know that which is asleep. The mind is that which is asleep. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, whenever the knowledge vritti jnanam resolves, then there is total ignorance. The mind is said to be asleep. That mind which is asleep does not know that it is asleep. The mind does not know it is asleep. Understand? But there is. So, supsuptaha supsuptim na janati. I had actually explained this much. The mind is asleep, does not know that it is asleep. And who is the one who is awake then? I'm still explaining the first quarter of the sentence, the verse. Suptaha suptim na janati. I have not gone to the next part of it. Please be with every quarter of the verse. Suptaha suptim na janati. That which is asleep does not know that which is asleep. That which is asleep does not know that it is asleep. Suptaha suptim na janati. That which is asleep does not know the sleep. So the mind which is asleep does not know the sleep. What is sleep? And which means, who is the knower of the sleep? Suptim kaha janati. Suptaha suptim na janati. The one who has fallen asleep does not know the sleep state of the mind. The mind which is asleep does not know it is asleep. Suptaha suptim na janati means the mind which falls asleep does not know it is asleep. Which means it cannot know it is asleep. Then who is the knower of the sleep? Suptim kaha janati. Suptaha na janati, yaha jagrati saha janati. One who is awake alone, that which is awake, the one who is awake alone knows the sleep. The one who is asleep does not know the sleep. The one who is awake knows the sleep. And who is the one who is awake knowing the sleep? The knower of sleep, deep sleep state of the mind is the knower of ignorance. Knower of the deep sleep state of the mind is the knower of the total ignorance. Knowing the total ignorance is what? Knowing the sleep. Knowing the sleep is equal to knowing total ignorance. Got it? I'm not going next sentence. First quarter of the sentence or the verse. Suptaha, the one who is asleep, that is asleep, does not know the sleep. Who is the one who can know the sleep? The one who is awake alone can know the sleep. Therefore, the mind which is asleep does not know it is asleep. The knower of what is being asleep? Total mind is asleep means there is total ignorance. Knower of the deep sleep state of the mind is the knower of total ignorance. Is it clear? Knower of the total ignorance. In deep sleep state, there is total ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the existence of the self, ignorance of the existence of the world, which is total ignorance. When there is total ignorance, the total ignorance is what? Whenever there is total ignorance, mind is asleep. Mind does not know it is asleep. And the knower of the sleep is knower of the deep total ignorance. What is total ignorance? Now, total ignorance is equal to sleep. What is sleep? Whenever there is total ignorance, that is sleep. And what is total being awake totally? Being total knowledge is being awake fully. Wakefulness. Okay? Total knowledge is total wakefulness. Total ignorance is total sleep. Understand now? Now, how much knowledge you have now? Yes, partial knowledge. I know I am, I know the world is partial knowledge. Yeah, we are partially awake, partially asleep. Therefore, this world is like as a what now? Like a dream only. When you wake up, when do you think that you are awake fully? If you know you are, if you know who you are, what you are, there's total knowledge. And if you know what this universe is, there's total knowledge. Purnam jnanam is total wakefulness. Total ignorance is asleep, being asleep. Is it clear now? That is different topic. I'm just suggesting to you about it. That is why we wake up Bhagavan every day. Uttishta, Uttishta, Govinda, Uttishta, Garuda Dhvaja. Is Bhagavan asleep? If knowledge, is it? The knowledge is total, you're totally awake. So we request Bhagavan to become, be, no? We wake up Bhagavan, we say, having the total manifestation of knowledge is what? Being awake. We praying prayer for jnanam. Suprabhatam, waking up Bhagavan is for knowledge. You pray to Bhagavan, please bless me with total knowledge. Okay, that's a different topic. What I wanted to understand here, suptaha suptim na janati, that which is asleep is mind, and being asleep means, is it being asleep means what? Total ignorance. Whenever there's total ignorance, that is sleep. There's deep sleep, state of the mind. That is how you understand mind in terms of the state of mind, state of experience. Understand? And who is the knower of the total ignorance? Who is the knower of the total ignorance? The knower of total ignorance must be awake. The one who is ever awake. The one who never falls asleep. The one who is ever awake. Who is the one who is ever awake? The one that which is ever of the nature of knowing. That which is ever of the nature of knowing, ever of the nature of consciousness, ever of the nature of awareness is ever awake, never sleeps. Okay? Abstract, formless, subtlest reality is ever of the nature of knowing is the one who knows. Is that which knows the sleep. Suptim kaha janati yaha sada jagrati sahayeva suptim janati. The one who is ever awake knows. Knows the sleep. And the knower of the sleep is, knower of the sleep is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, abstract reality. And the knower, knower, the abstract reality knows because of its nature, because it's of, because of the nature of knowing, is said to be knower. Reality, the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality is said to be knower because it knows. And the knowing is its surupa. That knower is the absolute knower, only knower, ever knower, ever awake. Is implied by the term pure knowledge, pure consciousness and pure awareness, implied by another term, Atma, Brahma. Understand? Therefore, Suptaha Suptim na Janati. Na Asupte Supna Jagarau. Na Asupte. Asupte. Asupte Supna Jagarau. Asupte. And who is the one who does not sleep? Asuptaha kaha. Suptaha is mind. Okay? Who is asuptaha? Who is the one who does not sleep? Who does not sleep at all? The who is the one who does not sleep at all? Who's ever awake? Asuptaha means the one who does not sleep. The one who does not sleep means one who is ever awake. Who is the one who is ever awake? Ever awake is the Atma. The abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma is the Asuptaha. And for the Asupte, Swapna Jagaro Na. Asupte Swapna Jagaro Na. Means for the one who is ever awake, there's no such thing called a dream. Atma does not have dream. Atma does not have sleep. Atma does not have waking also. So dream, waking and sleep are three conditions of the mind. Okay, in deep sleep state is what? Total ignorance is deep sleep state. Partial ignorance and partial knowledge is dream state. Okay. And we say the mind is partially functional. It is wake, dream state. The mind is totally functional. It is waking state. The mind is totally non-functional. It is deep sleep state. So what is deep sleep? Isn't it? So here we say in the deep sleep state alone, then the mind can project and have this wake, the dream experiences. But these are the three conditions, three states of the mind. It is this mind which falls asleep. Okay. Waking state, the deep, the state. Whereas, asuptaha, asupte, and if on the part of the ever awake Atma, there is no dream, there is no sleep, there is no waking. So he says what? Swapna jagaro na asupte. Asupte means what? On the part of the ever awake Atma, there's no such thing called sleep and waking. See, how you got it now? How he beautifully explains. First he says, That which falls asleep does not know the sleep. That which is asleep does not know the sleep. That which is asleep is the mind. Mind does not know its own, it when it is asleep. And the knower of the sleep, does not have what? The deep waking and dream. This waking and dream also belong to the same mind which falls asleep. Is it clear now? Got it? What understand? Swapna jagaro kasmin asti. Swapna jagaro supte eva asti. Only on the part of locative case. Now I had taught like this. On the part of the one who is asleep alone, dream is there. Sleep is up. Okay? Being awake also is there. Whereas the one who doesn't fall asleep at all, one who is ever awake, is who now ever knowing awareness, is free from the three, arriving, departing, continuously changing, discontinuous states of mind. This is the lesson of the first line. We have to stop now. Suptaha suptim na janati asup. Te swapna jagaro nastaha. Yes, taha. It become complete. 11th, we will continue next class. Okay. It's all right? See, this is not something you're not learning anything new here. You're only reinforcing or assimilating or clarifying any doubts you have in what you have already understood. Is it clear? The only thing is that what is a cognition? That I have made many times very clear. Still I have to tell you, because the vritti is something inexplicably subtlest matter only. Okay, but you have to understand vritti also only in terms of knowledge. Understand even the source of knowledge also only in terms of vritti, vritti jnanam. Understand? That's why vritti jnanam is so important. Got it? Are you enjoying this class or not? This is not for something writing it. Of course, you have to make effort to do this. If I really focus on the language, then you will lose the vision of the teaching. That's why I'm not really, still, I love to do it. Okay? We'll do it. Not by. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.